That's how I got real white beater energy today.
You really should have wore it.
I thought about it, but I was like, nah, I look too crazy.
You know the time I'm on, my nigga.
I know. I've been feeling real white beater lately. Like,
yeah, like you just want to pull up on somebody in a white beater and just smack somebody. The shit out of them, right?
I've been thinking about it.
Fuck.
Lately. I've been thinking about smacking the shit out of people lately.
Yeah, me too, bro. A lot. A lot. Yeah? Nigga. Hell yeah, I've been thinking about smacking too, people, nigga. This is the thing about smacking people for me, like, and I think I had this conversation with you, and it might be like I'm not going to call it a New York thing. I'm going to call it like a hood thing, because I feel like even niggas out here, I talk to you, my boy Serge, we had a mutual agreement. If you're pussy, and I know you're pussy, and I know that if like I put hands on you, it's going to be kind of like looked at as bullying, because let's face it, if I put hands on you, I'm blacking out. Like,
yeah,
if you get me to a point where I put hands on you, I'm blacking the fuck out. If you're pussy, I'm not gonna do that. But if you're pussy and talking shit,
that's the worst kind.
The worst kind. And then
that's the worst kind of pussy. That's not good pussy.
It's not a good pussy at all. It's like
fishy pussy and then like good pussy.
Yeah.
It's like below fishy pussy.
Below fishy pussy, I feel like is like fishy pussy and like the pussies that kind of like hang out and shit.
The real like.
Yeah, the real like fucking. Yo, my. Oh, shit. But no, that's the worst kind of pussy to be, because then you force my hand literally. Then I'm like, bro, that's whenever you hear me say I'm gonna smack the shit out of you, it's not good, because then I'm basically telling you. You're a pussy, but you have what's coming.
Well, there's levels to beating people up, I feel like. Yeah. If you're a pussy, I'm only going to slap you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to actually fight, then, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But
like, I feel like, and it's crazy when people test my patience, like, because I really have a lot of it. Like, I feel like me and you, we have two different levels. Like, you're ready to go right away.
No, come on.
No, come on.
Just be chilling, man.
My boy Nesta's back in the house, my demon
back
friend.
Back in the building, baby. Bigger than last time.
My demon friend. All my friends are demons, actually, because I'm a fucking demon. Honestly, sounded crazy. I'm going to do like 3 fucking prayers and all that other shit before when I go
home. Feel you. I mean, you're not like, you're a demon.
Yeah.
Like, not that.
Not
that
like a real demon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just on demon time.
I just been getting real fucking annoyed lately.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on roids and I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
I feel that's crazy, cuz I kind of feel you.
You know what it is, that I don't even exist. Like you know me, I go home, I go to work, I go to the gym, I go home. I don't go out.
You mind your business.
Mind my business. But somehow I'm always brought up.
Yes.
Somehow I heard this. How the fuck you hear this? I ain't even heard
understand.
This. It's me.
I don't understand.
No,
I
bro.
Feel, bro, my brother, I feel you. I really mind my fucking business for real. And I've just been tested so much. And I'll just hear shit through the grapevine. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't do shit to nobody.
Put it this way, right? I had somebody add me on Snapchat yesterday.
All right. Right?
Some dude. He's from here. I don't know him from a hole in the wall, right? Homeboy adds me. I hit him up. I'm like, yo, who's this? Because nigga, I don't know you.
Nigga, you added me on Snapchat.
I watched his story and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this
kinda
is.
Kind of gay. Do same sex add each other on Snap?
Unless you're boys. I don't even have you on Snap.
And that's we're boys. Crazy. That's gay.
I mean,
nothing wrong with like, it, but just come out.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying, bro. Just like, out.
So I hit him up and I'm like, yo, who's this? And he's like, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to put his name out there.
Yeah, I feel
it
you.
It got real weird. He's like, it's so-and-so. I'm like, I don't know so-and-so. He's like, oh, I added you on. Quick add. I'm like, what the fuck business do we got? Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, damn, it's like that. Yeah, nigga, I don't know you, bro. What the fuck you mean it's like that? Yeah, it's like that. Oh, no, I don't really know you. I don't really know you either, but I heard about you. What the fuck did you hear? You're another man. What the fuck did you hear about me, bro? Yeah. No, I just heard from a couple. Like, no, bro, just like. And he got mad because I was like, I'm going to delete you now. And he was like, it's like that. Like, damn, it's not even that serious. Like, bro, first of all, why you want to be my friend on Snap so bad?
Right.
That when I tell you I'm going to delete you, you get tight. And then two, how the fuck you know about me? I don't even go nowhere. I don't know the people you be around. Like, shit is real weird.
It's always some crazy shit. I learned this past week that I have bad energy, and I need to worry about my kids. Imagine that. I'm with my kids every day.
You're a deadbeat, bro.
Crazy. And it came from like a halfway deadbeat type nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pick up my kid like whenever I don't understand niggas like that, but you know, niggas like that is gonna tell me, worry, focus on my kids. I'm a fire back real.
Literally
good.
Live.
They live, didn't like that.
Like, bro, like
they didn't like that.
Like, what the fuck, bro? How you live with your kids? And you're a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Shit don't make sense. I mean, crazy, whatever, bro. I guess I'm friends with deadbeats.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'm friends with deadbeats.
I'm a full-blown, full-time deadbeat.
What's being a good dad anyway? Fuck kids, right? We don't need to take care of our kids.
We got fucking fruit flies in this bitch. That means I'm a dirty ass nigga,
you niggas
right?
Are some fruit flies anyway.
Yeah, you niggas be all over my fucking dick talking shit, whatever. And then when I pull up on you, it's like, nah, I'm good, bro. Like, come outside, bitch. I'm feeling it. Let me hit this intro. We'll be right back. Welcome to hell. Beep, 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 beep. That meet my boy. I don't pay my taxes. Your girlfriend call me Kumar. Take it out. Call me Kumar. Your name's Jimmy, fucking scumbag. I don't give a fuck. I do give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck. You can't put your energy into shit like that all the time.
I don't give a fuck either. But it's, the thing is, people don't even really want to box.
They don't.
I'd be like, yo, do you want to fight?
You want to feel the hand of God come down from the ground? We got to bring back the eight ball.
I'm not
nigga.
Even saying that like the eight ball jacket.
The eight ball jacket.
My uncle got
shit.
One.
We did numbers on that one.
My uncle Negro got one.
We're like pod daddies,
right?
Pod daddies who wear short shorts, long tan, light skin niggas, thick niggas, just long niggas
just,
in general.
Just long.
Girthy niggas.
Yep, girthy niggas.
All of that, the whole shebang.
I agree.
Yeah.
The thing is like, I don't even think that I'm the illest. Well, I do think I'm the illest out. I actually do. But I know there's someone out there that could beat my ass. Right. That's just how it is. But I want to fight still.
I feel you. I need to like take a step, and it's so crazy because I heard that I was I had bad energy, and I'm very like, if you know me for real, I'm in constant search of things that create nothing but good energy. Like, I do this podcast to have good energy. I have this studio to have good energy. I have good niggas around me. I feel like very, very selective. Like, niggas know I could count my friends on one hand. Ness is one of them. Eric's one of them. Like, if you know, you know.
Why is Eric not here?
He should have been here, but we're very fucking tied up with all that other shit. Shout out to our boy, man. But like, I didn't have bad energy until this past week. Just like I don't have bad energy until you don't have. I feel like niggas like us don't have bad energy until you are around somebody that makes that puts you out of character. And then you're like that. And this whole past week, like, I've been noticing like my chest is always hot. My heart just be racing. I feel like I'm grinding my teeth more than, cause I'm just ready to fucking take somebody's
head
off.
That's why I go to the gym, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I go to the gym.
I went back this week.
I'll get heated during the day, and I'll be like, I'm gonna fuck the gym up.
Yeah. You know what? Niggas sleep on that.
Then I'd be in the gym with my headphones on, listening to the most greasy music I could think of.
I mean, I see you. You be posting your shit. Yo, I'm going for fucking strength. Like, I want to obviously get my strength in. I could give a fuck about no six-pack, none of that other shit. I really just go for that to get right mentally, physically. Like, punish myself, fuck the gym up, because if not, I'm going to fuck somebody up. Or I'm going to do some stupid shit. I don't fucking know, bro. It's just niggas need that.
That's why I really started going. I mean, obviously, you go for the physical fucking, yeah. You want to look better. But before, bro, like a year ago, I was ready to fuck something up. Like, I got to do something. So these last few months I've been going to the gym.
That's what's
that
up,
that shit
bro.
Been helping me.
That's what's up.
That like, shit that used to piss me off before don't even piss me off no more. I'd be like, bro, I know I'll fuck you up. I'm going to just chill.
Yo, bro, I got to tell you about a conversation from the shop earlier, my nigga. Like, I just had to bring it to the table out of respect for certain people. I'm going to leave names out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a very, very good Christian boy. Basically, we have a very, he's a good kid. He's great a very, kid. Very, very great good kid. But he's just very, like, he holds on tight to, like, the religious aspect of his life. And I laughed. Like, I don't think it's wavy. And that was that was this whole conversation we had. But I laughed because this nigga is straight up told a gay friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, that she was straight up going to hell because she was gay.
That's not
yo,
funny.
Yo, and dude. I was like, yo, my nigga, that's so crazy that that's still like.
Oh, I think
that's still a thing.
No, nah, that's wild.
Like, it's so crazy to me that that is still a thing. And he was pulling up Bible verses and all this other shit. And it had me thinking, and I had the whole shop, like, fucking rolling. Because I'm just sitting here like, yo, I'm trying to imagine when you die, and if you're gay or you fucking smoke mad weed or whatever the case may be, like, you're basically fucking, you die, and, like, you're going up this fucking escalator or whatever it is, however, like, cartoons and shit fucking describe it. I'm imagining myself going up an escalator. It's like an airport. And you imagine just walking up to the gates. They look shiny. They look wavy. And you just walk up and there's some angels, but they're
fuck out of here, gay boy. To hell you go.
Yo, I'm imagining going up the escalators. It's like a whole fucking airport terminal, and the angels is posted up. You're looking at the gates. They're like fucking, they're like a bone fucking, they're like the most purest gold you can fucking see. Like, that's that gold that Cambodians be having. They bring back from the country. That type of shit. 18, cat 24.
Yellow gold.
Yeah, like yellow shit. And I'm just looking. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, nice, whatever. And then You just see big fucking brolic black angels that are like TSA agents. They got the wings, but they got the TSA uniform on. They're like, yo, what's up? What's your name? I'm like, huh, I'm so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so. Fuck out of here, faggot. Yeah, you're going to hell.
You're gay.
Get go the down fuck out of
other gays.
You have no business being here. I'm not even going to bag check you. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to super hell, nigga.
Yo, I think that whole religion, bro, like, I have my own beliefs, right?
Talk to me about it.
I believe that if you're a good person and your heart is in the right spot, you know what I'm saying, you help people, you look out for people, if there is a good place that you go when you die, you're going to go there.
You're going to go there.
If you're a bad
regardless
person.
Regardless of what you do and what you like, right?
I truly believe in reincarnation. I saw this TikTok one time where this guy was talking about how you live, your next life is the life that you deserve. So, for example, right now, if I'm a murderer, if I'm a fucking bad person, if I'm just like a horrible human being.
I already know what you're about to do.
I live the shittiest life in the next life, like poverty, fucking disease, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then.
You get what you deserve.
Right.
Shit.
So if you're a great person, you get the happiness, the wealth, the fucking good health, all this extra shit. And I personally think that's how it goes. The Bible, and I'm not going to shit on nobody's religion, but like, who the fuck wrote that?
Yeah,
it was somebody that was like, I want shit to go this way, so this is, I'm gonna put it that God, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck do we know?
And then on top of that, like, I feel like Christians and Catholics and shit, they really be like, they real deal, like, interpret it the way they want to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll read
whatever
certain
beneficial
shit
to them.
Yeah, they'll read certain shit, and it's like, I'm gonna throw my own spin on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just had me thinking like
this is what Jesus meant when he said this. Like, nigga, how you know? You was there?
You and I'm like, know. Yo, like, how many versions of hell do you think there are? Like, I feel like there's levels to it. Like, yo, you're gonna, I feel like if angels really existed and there was some TSA agent ass niggas, they're gonna straight up tell you, like, yo, you're a faggot. You're going to super hell.
Yeah.
If you, like, cheated on somebody, maybe that's, like, baby hell.
Like, it's just shitty days all the time, but, like, it's nothing too crazy.
You might have to, if you were, like, an excessive fucking meat beater, you might have to, like, go to, like, a medium hell. and watch like the it sounds worst crazy, but type nah, of facts. Porn over and over again.
It's just you don't want to beat your shit no more.
Nah, like you're like, yo, stop. Please make it stop. My shit's red and bulging and all that other shit.
It's dry as fucking.
Yo, my nigga, like this my shit dick had is me chafing. Thinking, bro.
Nah, it's facts though. I think, and you know what's crazy to me, right? Religious people have so much to say. They're so opinionated. They're so outspoken, right? About
they're the whatever, most judgmental.
Whatever, right? They're very judgmental.
That's the only bro, thing I can't get behind.
Priests are fucking raping kids.
Not all of them, though.
Not like, all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, what I've learned is, like, I grew up, my mom used to make me go to church with her. Mm-hmm. Bro, I met so many horrible people in church. Like, more horrible people in church than I did
Yo,
in the regular world, bro.
I really feel you, bro.
I feel uncomfortable when I go to church.
I feel you.
And it's shit like, there's mad contradictions. Like, for example, come as you are.
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. wants you to come as you are, but now I have a bunch of tattoos, and when I pull up, they're judging me. Yeah. And I'm bad because I got tattoos and I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Which one is it, bro? You want me to pull up or you want me to not pull up and I'm going to hell? Like, I don't understand.
So, yo, like, I can't front, like, shout out to my son's mother, bro. Like, she's very respectful. Like, she'll ask me every now and then, like, yo, come to church real quick. And every time, my answer is always like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I'm going to get judged, whatever.
Right.
But it's like, And she's understandable of it. Like, we baptized the kid. I thought that was fine. Like, I'm not worried about it. I had a Christian come up to me and was like, oh, that's like, that's bad. That's very like that's like cult behavior. Like, you're baptizing him without him even like forming an opinion or whatever. And it's like, bro, like, you, and this is coming from somebody who got baptized in like an arena. You know those arena churches?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
are those even a thing, my nigga?
It's like a concert.
Yeah, like, yeah, you. Nah. There's an arena for your Sunday services right. and probably more shit throughout the week.
20,000 people pulling
20,000 yeah, people nah. pulling up, watching you like it's fucking WrestleMania. You're just getting dunked in water, bro, and you're gonna keep fucking acting like a hoe in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, bro, what's going on? Nah, make it make sense to me, my nigga.
Speaking of acting like a hoe, my favorite thing, and I have like maybe 10 to 15 females like this. Not even just females, males too. They'll post themselves in the club, shaking ass, yelling out lyrics and smoking weed, and literally in the same story the next morning at church, like, praise Jesus, mm-hmm. fucking Jesus is lit.
Like, yo, I promise, y'all niggas is going to listen to this podcast, the people who don't know me or haven't listened to previous episodes, like, I swear on everything, like, I really do believe in a God, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I do believe in God, and let me not say a God, I do
a
believe
higher
in God.
Power.
I do believe in God, you know yeah. what I'm saying? But, like, I started growing up, and I'm like, certain shit just doesn't add up, like, churches, my grandmother, who I lost from cancer, bro, the one who was, like, literally, like, my mom and dad for a while, like, she was the most religious person in the world. She was the purest, like, to me, she was like what a religious person should be. Like, she didn't judge. She always took everybody right. in. You could be fucking
That's how
gay.
My grandmother is, too.
Yeah, you could be from the street. You, all of that shit. She would take you in. She'll make you a plate. She'll pray for you. She won't judge you. That is real deal. Come as you are with right. her. You know what I'm saying? And, like, she used to tell me shit all the time about the church. And I'd be like, yo, like, And I think she would tell me in a way like almost like, yo, I'm going to keep it a buck with you just so you can keep your faith. And I always respected that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had experiences. I do believe in God, bro. I just don't believe in religion and what it comes with. And like
I don't
really
believe in church.
Yeah, no.
I believe in God. I believe in having your faith. I believe in, you know what I'm saying, having your belief system. But church doesn't make sense to me. Why do I have to, given the fucking money, the offering mm-hmm. shit, that shit don't make no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it's for Jesus, but it's really to pay the motherfuckers that work here.
Yeah.
So why are you lying to me? Just say that we got to get
paid. Offering at the arena churches are?
That fucking, think about it. If there's 20,000 people, even if there's 10,000 people.
Oh, even
everyone,
if they give like a, I see what
even
you're
even
saying.
If everyone gives a dollar yeah, it's still yeah. 10 racks you just made. I mean, so
that's the
like,
craziest come up. That nigga Joel Osteen, you know that nigga?
Yeah, he's like the richest pastor ever.
Bro, he remember when that hurricane happened?
And he didn't let nobody in.
That was gangster.
What the fuck is that though? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, he's
like bro, I got this fucking.
I don't think so.
I got this mega dome for fucking Christians.
I don't
and
think
shit.
You guys.
But you know what? You can't come in. I'm sorry.
Like, bro. Like, shit like that just
doesn't This hurricane is God's plan. You guys are going to get washed away.
Die. Nah, that shit don't make sense
to me, bro. I asked my boy earlier, too. They started talking about, like, for whatever reason, they started talking about Noah's Ark and shit. I was like, yo, so he was, I think someone, Harrison, the one I just had on the podcast, he asked him, he's like, yo, so how do you feel about Noah's Ark? Like, you know, all those people got washed away by God and all that other shit. Like, how do you feel about that? I feel like that's kind of fucked up or whatever. And the kid was like, yo, he was like, he told them, like, yo, God's saying, come on this ark. They didn't listen. And they took off without the people who didn't listen. And I looked at him and I'm like, yo, if Elon Musk... if Elon Musk right now, and we all know he's working on that Mars shit, was like, yo, this world is dying out, which it is, right?
Right.
And we're threatened, and we're also threatened by like nuclear fucking war and all this other shit. You gotta get on this ship right now. We're going to Mars. We're starting a new life. God said so. Would you do it?
No. Personally, no.
Nah, right?
Nah.
You're dying with the sinking ship.
I just don't believe nothing nobody says. And yeah, that might not be a good thing. That might be, he might be telling the dead ass truth.
All right, so let me put it like this, right? Like, if the world was like, you see it now, and you start seeing it even more extreme, like, yo, shit's hitting the fan.
Like, I know for sure I'm going
to
die.
You know for sure the world is dying out. Elon was like, yo, we out to Mars right now. It's livable. We've been working on this shit for mad long.
And I'm this age.
Yeah, let's say it happened right now. Let's jump in a couple years. This nigga's supposedly going to take us to Mars by 2030, 2035, or whatever right, the fuck so it is.
Let's just say that.
Yo, we out. Weather's getting more extreme. Shit's getting crazier. Niggas keep playing with nukes. All that other shit.
Man. I think I stay.
Yeah.
I think I stay.
You're dying with the sinking ship.
Yeah, I think so, bro.
And the fam too. Like,
I think I stay. Baby, mama, son. I think I let my son's mother.
Like, decide. If she approached you and was like, "Yo,
I want to go.
I want to take the baby.
I'll let her."
But you're staying.
Yeah.
What a real nigga, man.
I just don't. I'm not take. I don't want to take that chance. I'm already here. How you
feel about space travel?
I'm fuck that. Me, I don't want to go. Like, if someone was like, yo, free space trip.
You fuck with roller coasters, bro?
Yeah.
I don't think I would. Yeah? And you wouldn't do space travel. It's like, I feel like it's kind of.
That's like apples to oranges, my boy.
But I'm going to keep it a bean. If there's two things I'm pussy about is rats, because I grew up with like those New York City rats and shit, and roller coasters. I can't do it.
You won't do a roller coaster?
I can't do it, bro. I've tried.
But you go to space?
I've tried it. If it was on some like, yo, the world around me is fucking dying out.
That's fair.
I'm going to have to just pop a fucking Kalana the up reason, and strap in.
Okay, so I never used to fuck with roller coasters. The reason why I started was because I found out I was going to airborne school and I was going to have to jump out of planes. Yeah, so I was like, how the fuck am I going to jump out of planes if I don't get on
roller coasters? Oh, so you waited that long to get on
roller coasters. Bro, you can ask anyone I am around, anyone that knows me, anyone that ever been to Six Flags with me when I was a kid and a teenager. I was the bag holder.
Yeah?
I'm waiting down here, feet on the ground, 10 toes down. I'm not...
And now you're on it.
And now I'm with it. Yeah, I'm like down. Superman, I'd be scared, Joker, but I do it. Yeah, like palms be sweaty on some Eminem shit for real. But I get on them.
I don't like anything about it. Like the balls in my stomach and fucking like I don't have a weak stomach. But there's my mom has a picture somewhere of me at this park called Playland. It's where like. People from fucking the city, they would go up there. It was in like Rye, New York. You see it. It's an exit on the way up from Connecticut. And like, there's a picture of me. I'm not crying, but I look tight. Like, I'm just sitting there on this roller coaster. Everybody around me is like, yeah. And I'm just sitting there like this.
It's just not fun to you.
I don't know, man. But that's something I would have to do if
you're in that position. Is it something that... The fear just takes over you so much that you can't see the fun in it? Or is it just genuinely not fun to you?
I genuinely, like, I'm not really, like, an adrenaline nigga. And it's so crazy.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's so crazy because, like, a form, it's so wild because, like, in a way, I was an adrenaline junkie when I used to wrestle.
Yeah.
Because you're just, like, getting tossed. There's different forms, though.
There's extreme fucking where you're jumping out of planes, you're fucking... doing fucking motocross.
Yeah, bro.
Crazy rant. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's different kinds, but.
I'll probably come around to it. Like, I really gotta. I got on like.
What if your daughter's like, yo, daddy?
Like, come on. If you love me, get on. I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna have to. And it
can't, be, can't be no fucking Superman shit, but.
Superman's not that bad, bro.
Really? Because it looks like it from the ground.
It's not. Yeah, it does. It does. And then when it goes by you and it's all loud and shit, you're like. Ugh.
My boy Will's trying to go to Six Flags this weekend. I was like, bro, I don't know, man. Like, if I go, I'm hold bags. I'll probably fucking shoot some hoops, shoot with some prizes. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll be useful. I'll be useful at least, but I'm not going to hop on no roller coasters, bro. Like,
nah, I feel you.
I'm a water park nigga.
I love the water park.
I'll do the water park.
Yeah, the water park's cool.
As long as, like, I'm also, I'm a complicated nigga. Like, I'm also claustrophobic. So, like,
I'm claustrophobic.
It depends on how long the fucking tube is going for.
For example, the tube don't bother me, but for example, I went to American Dream Mall last year.
That's gas, right?
For my nephew's birthday. And I was there with my son, my son's mother, my sister, whatever. It was a whole group of us. There's one that it's like it's a water slide.
The DreamWorks joint.
Yeah, but it's the one that just goes straight down. Yeah. But you get in the tube at the top and you go like this and they close you in.
Right.
So I've been on water slides bigger than that, but I've never been closed in the tube. They put me in the tube, bro, and I had to be like this. And my elbows were like touching the glass. And we're
big niggas. That's the shit that's
So I'm sitting there like this. I was like, nah, let me off. I'm straight. Like once she closed it, I was like, nah, I can't do it. I like immediately freaked out. And I've done crazy shit.
Yeah.
And something about like being closed
in. You say you've jumped out of planes?
I've jumped out of planes. I've fucking drowned. I've fucking done a whole I almost died like a million fucking times doing stupid shit. But something about being in that motherfucking tube. Right when she closed that shit, I was like, nah, let me out. I'm straight.
See, but like people will listen to me and like I'm hypocritical because like I've jumped off two ladders. Only two. But, like, it was still, to me, that's still kind of like, somebody might look at me and be like, yo, you was okay with that, but you're not cool. Like, skydive? Would you go skydiving?
No. Fuck that. I almost died jumping out of planes. I'm not going.
Oh, so
I'm
you
not
got, doing that yeah, shit you got again. That PTSD from hell that shit.
Hell no. Bro, like put it this
but
way.
But you did it dolo, though, right?
Yeah.
Nah. After, at least when you skydive, you got a nigga on your back. That's just kind of crazy. Pause on the nigga on your
days,
back.
10 days of training, and then they're like, all right, jump out 5 times.
Damn.
Yeah. So
what about with the nigga on your back, though?
I never. No, fuck that. I don't even trust myself. You want me to trust some random.
Nah, but a professional dude. No. Like, I think they do it in Newport.
0% chance that I'm doing that.
Is it because it's like.
It would have to be like gun to my son's head. Jump out this plane or I'm going to blast this shit.
Yeah, nah. I feel like the nigga on my back would give me more anxiety.
I got to put my life in someone else's hands. I'm straight. No, I don't trust nobody
like
with my
life. Like, this nigga's dick is on my back on top of skydiving.
That's straight nut to butt, like.
Yo! Yo! Shit. Like, bro, you want me to be comfortable? Like, put a bad bitch on my back, at least. Like, I'll be the little spoon. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going through the most, like, intense moment of my life right now, and I got dudes nuts on my back. Like,
at least give me a bad bitch with, like, it don't gotta be no BBL or nothing. Just some like, a little baddie. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking.
Talk about intense, bro. My first 5 times being in a plane, I jumped out of them.
Your first 5 times?
I went on a plane when I was 1 year old with my mom. Like, we moved.
Yeah.
But, like, I had never been on a plane up until airborne school. My first 5 times I ever took off in a plane, I jumped out. So, my first five times ever being in a plane, I didn't land in them.
Nah.
Swear to God.
Yo.
I took a bus to basic training. I took a bus to AIT.
Oh,
and then took a
God.
Bus to airborne school.
Get out of here.
And
then
airborne school. So, like, not only am I thinking about having to jump out of this plane alone by myself at 18 years old, I'm also thinking about I've never been in a fucking plane, bro.
Nah, yeah, that's OD, bro.
We're like, and mind you, it's a big-ass military plane. It's not even, like, a regular plane. So, like, we're walking up to that bitch. You feel the fucking
And it's that shit where you guys are, like, sitting across from each other?
Oh, yes. Oh, it was literally
like, and it has a shit where it opens up.
So in my unit, when I got stationed in Japan, that plane opened up from the back from the tail.
Right.
In airborne school, you jump out of the door on the side. So like right behind the big ass turbine, that's where you're jumping out. So when you jump out, you get blasted by the wind from the fucking turbine.
You lived in Japan for like what? Two,
4 years.
4 years? Yeah. I don't know why I thought two or three years.
4 years. Yeah.
Is it one of the better cities you've been
in? I want to move. If I didn't have a child, I would live there.
Yeah.
Right now, I swear to God. I'm going to retire there. Like, that's where I'll die.
That's how you feel?
100%.
How's the talent out there?
Everything is way better than over here.
How's the talent?
The talent?
Yeah, like the women.
They're really nice. And I think that they're what someone from America would look for in a woman.
Like, are they like American women?
No.
Nah?
No. Like very, very way? Much, I'm going to take care of you.
That's what's up.
Yeah, like, what I mean, like, when I say something that an American guy would look for, like, they're like a fucking...
Like, they hold
And I'm
on.
Not going to say all of them.
Right.
But, their culture is, like, the women is, like, going to take care of the kids, like, cook, clean.
So they hold on to their core values. Right. Like, they're not... They don't... Their scales don't tip like ours.
And not to say that they don't work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They still do the thing, but, like, they're very take care of the man. The man takes care of all the manly shit. Like, very old school shit.
Is it technically expensive?
No, and yes. Like, it's weird. So, like, food, like, if you go to a restaurant.
Were you in Tokyo?
No. I was in Okinawa. It's like a island. It's a Japanese island.
Oh, shit.
So, I like it better than mainland Japan.
Is it still city, though? Because I feel like a lot of Japan
There's
is
part
city.
Of it.
I feel like
There's
I part have of that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of like here. Like, I mean, it's tropical. But there's like a downtown, it's called Naha.
Yeah.
And then there's like just rural areas, like, you know what I'm saying? But if I was to move back, I'd move back to that island. I wouldn't move to Tokyo. Tokyo's fire. I've been there mad times, but the island was way better. But yeah, their culture is fire, bro. Like, everyone's super respectful, super nice, it's clean, the food is good. Oh, what I was saying was expensive. Like, if you eat at a restaurant, you'll get fucking a whole bunch of food for like $14, $7, $8, like shit like that. But like, if you go to the supermarket, food won't be expensive, but like produce is, because all their shit is like natural and shit like that. But Japan's the best, bro.
That shit, I bet the food goes crazy.
Shitting on America by 10,000 million.
That sucks because Japan is so small. They're one of the They're one of the places that are going to get, like, heavily affected by that rising sea level shit. You believe in that, by the way?
Yes and no. I don't know.
Like, the whole climate change shit?
I believe in climate change, but as far as, like, sea levels rising, I don't know enough about it, I guess, to...
It's crazy to me. The one thing that I've seen, which is wild, and to me this is, like, an indicator, because, like, Miami is such a big... A big location for people to vacation at. They are putting things in place to put. I think they already have it actually. These like barriers that come up to stop flooding and shit. Like, that's crazy to me, bro.
I feel like I'm not gonna live there because I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
But like in Okinawa where I was, it's very the terrain is like very. They have signs on the streets. So, like, if there's a tsunami, they have signs basically saying, like, run up this hill. And, like, this hill will be high enough type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's parts of the island that are really, really low, and those will get smacked up by a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's parts that are, like, really high. So they have, like, flood signs everywhere and shit.
Where were you at when you were telling... I think you might have told the story, like, the first time you was on here with me there was, like, a heavy population of
ladyboys. That's like Thailand, Philippines.
How long were you over there for?
I went there a few times to both. I went to Thailand 2 or 3 times.
And you, I know, you already told the story about the experience and shit.
Yeah, Thailand has a lot of lady. Honestly, Asia is like, they have a lot of lady boys
yeah.
like all over Asia. But like Thailand was
You
like
think it's because they like that shit out there a lot? Like,
I don't know, but.
There's like people are really into, they have to be into that out there because they had it. What was it in the Hangover 3? They had or Bangkok, like the whole fucking strip club was like straight.
Yeah, there's a fucking lot, bro. Like
Like, there's a demand.
I'm going to say that, like, if there's 10 people, I'm going to say, like, 3 or 4 of them are, like, fucking. Yeah. Maybe, if it's all guys, there's probably, like, 3 or 4 lady
boys. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But they're all mad cool, like.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? And, like, whoever's the surgeon out there, like, he's going crazy, bro. Like. Like, no bullshit. If you don't do your research and you don't know nobody that's out there, like, it's very, like, I'm going to be 100. Some ugly bitches out here could not fuck with ladyboys out there.
Yeah?
Like, bro, if you're into shit like that, there's bad bitches out there. Like, all jokes aside, like, there's the ladyboys actually, like, look like females.
The way I think about it is, like, yo, what if you run into one and you really start fucking with a heavy? Like, she got your shit. Well, no,
the thing is, here's the thing, is that they're very open.
And then she pulls her pants down.
They're very open about.
They'll tell you from jump.
Bro, they'll literally grab your hand and put it on their shit and be like, I'm a ladyboy. I have a dick. Or if they're a female, like an actual female, they'd be like, I'm a female. Feel my pussy. Like, that's how they get down. Like, literally will grab your hand. Or you could be like, can I make sure? And they'd be like, yeah. And then you do it.
Because it would be really scary the way you broke that down. Like, yo, what if I'm really fit? Like, I'm really fucking with a bitch.
And then they're not big people. So, like, an indicator for them is, like, looking at their feet or their hands. Because, obviously, usually men have bigger hands and feet than women. So, like, usually you could look at their hands and be like, oh, that motherfucker got some big hands. So that might be a lady boy. But they're already not big people. Like, Asian people are usually on the smaller side. So sometimes you can't tell, bro. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're like, if they were a full woman, they're like a pretty woman. Like, there's really no way to tell. So, but there's been situations. Like, there's a Marine that got locked up like a couple years before I went there. He went to a club, got pissed drunk, ended up getting with a lady boy, didn't know it was a lady boy, went to go fuck her, realized she had a dick, and then beat her to death. And he's still in jail over there.
You know the nigga, like,
I don't know him personally, but like they told us about him, like,
yo, what? Mm-hmm. Probably on some like, yo, be careful, don't be this guy,
bro. It's very easy. And then like when you go to like strip clubs or you go to like places where you could pay to fuck,
right?
There's like there'll be like women, and then they'll be like, this is the ladyboy section, like these are ladyboys.
So they're
very open about it. I mean, the only way you get finessed is if you're not paying attention, really, like,
yeah,
or you're not asking questions.
Yo, switching gears real quick, you heard about Bronny?
Yeah, cardiac arrest.
The kid is fucking, how old is he? He's like fucking 19,
yeah. He's in stable condition now.
18,
yeah. Cardiac arrest during practice. That's fucking wild.
Do we know why?
I have no idea. I haven't really read into it.
He's stable condition, no longer in ICU.
Yeah, it was just during practice. He just went down.
We asked for respect and privacy for the James family. They haven't gotten a lot of respect. I don't know if you've been seeing the fucking IG comments. I love the IG comments because, like, the retardation really amazes me. And what I'm getting at is, like, the first post I seen today about it was, like, niggas right away being like, yo, he got the jab. Or, like, yo, use this comment. You know how they do the, like, use this comment as like, a fucking button.
Dislike button.
Yeah, whatever. Like, or use this comment. Use the, like, as a you-know-why button. Yeah. Like, yo.
He's still a kid, bro. Like, come on, dog. Even if he's not a kid, like, that's still fucked up.
But how you feel about the whole jab shit? Like, I feel like ever since the COVID vaccine, niggas is automatic. Like, anytime people see any type of, like,
health problem,
they're automatically like, yo, that's the jab. Like, that's dumb. I feel like at some point, they're saying it for anything.
Yeah, they're just reaching. Now it's just
like any and you know what I mean. Like, any type of health concern that has happened since the beginning of time to people for different reasons.
COVID vaccine, like, yo, bro, I got that shit. I got the boosters. I got all that shit, and I'm like chilling.
You're fully boosted.
I'm fully boosted up. Nothing. Like,
nothing. What I try to tell people, I understand. I half understand it because people come from a place where they're like, yo, the COVID vaccine, it has some cardiac risk,
right?
But so does COVID.
Right.
How many of us have gotten COVID? Like, we've all gotten COVID at this point.
I never got COVID.
That you know of. Because remember, you can get it and you could be immune.
Yeah. I mean, that I know of, yes. But my son was a newborn when COVID was around, so I was taking tests like it was my fucking job.
That's true, yeah.
He was literally born, and 2 weeks later, COVID, like, everything shut down.
Yeah.
So I was taking tests.
But there's the possibility. Did you get sick before at all or no?
No.
Because I got sick in February. Everything got locked down in March. So I got sick in February after going to Newport, and there was mad people. Like, I remember that night, I talked to mad people, men, women from, like, New York for some reason. I mean, Newport is Rhode Island, one of Rhode Island's, like, I think it's their top tourist attraction. So I met mad people, and then that same week, I started getting, like, I remember I was like, yo, this definitely has to be a flu,
right?
And it definitely has to be, like, one of the worst flus I could ever have, because I lost my taste, my smell, all of that. I remember going to the doctor. The doctor was like, yo, did you travel out of the country? And I was like, that's a weird question, but no. They tested me for the flu. They were like, you don't got the flu. It's probably some viral shit that's going around, whatever. So I definitely had a COVID then.
You just got sick before the whole thing.
Yeah, before the testing and shit
came out. I don't remember getting sick. I mean, I don't really get sick often. I mean, I didn't get sick leading up to it. My son's mother definitely didn't get sick because we probably would have got her checked because she was super pregnant at the time. That I know of, I never got COVID. Mm-hmm. She never got COVID. We were fucking like.
What's your blood type? Do you know?
A positive.
Yeah. I forget which one it is, but there's one. There's like some type of blood type that like you either don't get it at all or you get it and you're like, it just doesn't do anything to you.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just remember that we were fucking taking tests left and right.
Out the ass, because you had your son coming around us.
We were washing hands crazy. We weren't letting nobody see him. Like, nobody was coming to our crib. Like, masked up everywhere we went. Like, we took the shit serious only because he was fucking literally just dropped brand new mixtape. So
shout out to my boy, man.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got COVID, but I understood people being like, I don't want to get it because
it's some
rapid, like, they just came up with this shit.
I'm not gonna lie, for someone especially like me who, like, I believe in a lot of science. I'm a nigga who believes in science a lot. Right. Especially if it's like, it's not theories, it's like real deal, whatever. I wasn't with how quick it came out and how little research there was on it and all this other shit. But I got it later on to go to a Knicks game.
Right.
Like, there was a Knicks playoff game. They didn't go to the, like, you know how fucking dusty the Knicks are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You hear the Knicks are going to the playoffs.
I have to
go. You know what? Put that shit in my body. Pause on the put that shit in my body. And I'm going to go to MSG, show my card. I didn't even think that, like, yo, I could have went there with a fake card. But nonetheless, I got it. I got COVID, right? I got COVID again. I think I got it in February of 2019. I got COVID, like, actually tested and everything in January of 2021. The minute I got over it, I started having, like, and I wasn't even that sick. I started having these weird things with my heart. You know about it. The listeners from day one know about it. And that was before vaccine. So my shit is like, whenever people, the same shit happened with the Hamlin situation. Like, right away people were like, yo, he got the vaccine.
COVID, yeah.
Like, yo, it's not just the vaccine, though. It's COVID. So, like, and that's simple, like, logic. Like, if COVID's going to give you heart problems, the vaccine's also going to give you heart problems. Right. Sometimes, not all the time. Right. So how are we just going to assume, like, yo, Bronny got the vaccine, that's why, whatever. There's also, like, high blood pressure. There's also fucking how much sodium you take.
We don't know what that kid eats, how he sleeps, how he lives.
This nigga could be, he's 18 years old, bro. You think this nigga's really meal prepping?
No.
At 18?
He could be. But maybe. We don't know.
We don't know.
Right.
We're just making assumptions online, and IG comments be having me like, yo, this shit's crazy.
I just feel like we don't know if that kid even drinks water, bro. How the fuck?
I mean, he's LeBron's son, to be fair.
Which I'm sure he probably does take care of himself because of that.
Yeah.
However, he's still a fucking kid, bro. We don't know.
Like, I honestly, bro, I really think that nigga be eating mad McDonald's like an 18-year-old should. I
agree with
this
you.
This nigga LeBron does Taco Tuesdays.
There's no
bro.
Way
he's a
that
fun
LeBron
dad.
Is on his nuts all day, every day. They're together all day, every day. No.
No.
They
bro.
Both play professional ball to an extent.
You know,
like,
how busy that nigga is?
That's what I'm saying. There's no way.
He's bro. Not on his ass about eating McDonald's and all this other shit. And if he got some trainer, you think little Bronny's gonna fucking listen to the trainer? He's gonna tell the trainer, absolutely yo, go not. Fuck yourself. I'm going to go body this 20 piece.
I feel like if you don't like the fucking vaccine, if you do like the vaccine, get it, don't get it, but just shut the fuck up.
Who yeah, let fuck? Live and let
if
live.
If my boy gets the vaccine and I don't got the vaccine, I'm going to be like,
it is what
do
it
your
is.
Thing. Like, I don't know.
Coexist. Everyone niggas
just,
don't know how to
everyone's
coexist.
Always just worried about each other.
That's what I, yo, and you could speak for this because I'm going to ask you a question right now, and I hope, like, it, you're not a nigga who's easily offended, so I'm not even going to give you the whole intro or whatever. Mm-mm. Do I really believe in this, and I want to know from somebody who spent a lot of time here as well. One thing that I really miss about New York is, like, niggas really mind their business out there. Like, I feel like it sucks because...
Bro, somebody could be getting stabbed up on the street, and if it has nothing to do with me, I'm walking right by
yeah.
it. As fucked up as it sounds, that's
and
how
And that's,
they
like,
are.
A big... That's a bigger thing. A small way to put it is like, it's such a, I think it's because it's such a big, and that's just New York City. So like, it's such a big city with five boroughs that like niggas really just mind their bit. Like you're never going to fucking
that's
hear.
That's like a thing, bro.
You're never going to.
That's a rule. It's an unwritten rule. Like, bro, mind your fucking business.
And niggas don't even, I don't even think niggas purposely go by that rule out there. I think it's really just like, yo, it's such a big city that like, we don't have time to, like, really be like yo.
Too much shit going
on. I'm going to worry about this nigga and talk to him about that. Like, you never hear anything like that. Unless you're in, like, a fucking gang. And even then, it's like, I'll see you when I see you.
There's too much shit going on to be in so many different avenues.
And what's tough in Rhode Island, it's not everybody in Rhode Island, but what's tough about Rhode Island is, like, it's such a small state. So, like, you're going to have people obsessing over other people, whether it's women, whether it's over women, it's usually over women, or in a women's
but not
case,
even that. It's a lot over. It's bro, like it's about status.
Yeah,
like Rhode Island status. Like yeah. who's promoting this or who's fucking hot right now doing this, mm-hmm. and who's you know what I'm saying, like whoever's the most fucking up at that time, everybody dick rides them, mm-hmm. and I just can't get down with that. I'm sorry.
Like I never seen. Yo, one thing I never seen transitioning from New York to here, I've never in New York ever, bro. I swear to God. And I could really like dig and dig and dig through like all the pages and shit. I've never seen pages that expose people till I moved to Rhode Island. Corny. I've never seen that.
And I remember back in the day that was a thing.
Back in the day it was a thing and it's still a thing.
But like back in the day it was bad. Like when people was like freshmen's and sophomores, they would make like fucking Facebook pages yeah. and like RI hoes and like you
know yo, like we all sin, we're all sinners, we all fuck up, we all have some type of fuck up in our lives, we all have some type of red in our ledger,
we bro. All be fucking.
What are we doing making pages? Exposing people.
Bored motherfucker to do some shit like that, bro.
Don't get me wrong. Like, if you want some ripper shit, whatever, you had it coming, right? But
the only time I think that is acceptable, making a page to expose someone, is if they're like a woman beater or like a fucking rapist.
A ripper, yeah.
Okay, that's what you meant by that. Yeah, yep, yeah. Hell yeah.
I also didn't hear that word. Didn't hear of that word till I moved out here. And I there was some shorty I seen on IG. She put up. She was like, "You're a local ripper," and I was like, "Local ripper is crazy."
Local.
She was ripping a bong.
Oh.
So I was like, she was ripping a bong. She was making like a weed. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it was cool. But I'm like, "Yo, local ripper is crazy."
She didn't know.
And she's a Rhode Island girl, and I'm like, "She's like, what the fuck do you mean?" I'm like, "Listen, nigga,
there's a lot of rippers out here, though.
There is a lot of rippers out here, unfortunately." You watching that Sound of Freedom movie, speaking of rippers?
I want to.
You didn't watch it yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I want to check it out. I do want to check it out. Mel Gibson is the director, and there were some things about him on Epstein Island and shit. So it's like, why are you making the movie?
Do we go and then we talk about it?
I think we kind of should. My boy Will pointed it out because niggas was like speaking heavily on it. At the shop, and
I didn't know that he was the director. That changes.
He's the director, the fucking director.
That may or may not change a lot of things.
I think he directed Passion of the Christ.
He did,
right? I don't even got to look at it.
I don't know if he directed it, but he was in it.
Was he in it?
I think so.
Or did he direct it? I know his name was attached to it.
His name was attached to it.
Yo.
Either way, that's crazy. I didn't know that. We should definitely go watch that though. There's like movie theaters like trying to shut it down.
Yeah, that is crazy to me.
Like the lights aren't
working. I wonder if it's like an actual quality movie though. Or if it's just
a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
On TikTok, they're saying that it's very educational and informative.
You was telling me about Shorty from Alabama that lied. Is it Alabama that lied about getting kidnapped?
Yeah.
She pulled up back to bro, her crib naked.
Bro, you don't even know. Check it out, right? So her story was, mind you, no motive. This is just out the blue. Supposedly, she was driving. She saw a toddler on the side of the road walking. Nobody was helping this toddler. So she gets out to help the toddler. Gets kidnapped, right? The police, she goes missing. The police find her car. On, door open, lights on, like still going. They find a stroller. No baby. No, I think her name is Carly or Car.
Yeah, I was something. Just looking at it too early.
But something like that. So anyway, yeah, so anyway. Oh, Carly Russell, that's her name. So yeah, she goes missing. They find her car. They find the stroller. They don't find a baby. They don't find Carly, right? She's missing for like X amount of days. Shows up to her mother's or to her parents' house, butt naked, no clothes on, only socks. Inside the socks, money. She claims that white guys kidnapped her.
Oh, no.
She claims white guys kidnapped her and then paid her to leave without saying anything or whatever, and that's why the money was in the socks.
She pulled the fucking Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
Oh my
so then, God. Yeah, so then everyone's waiting to hear information. This morning or yesterday, they came out, her attorney came out with a statement saying, this is a statement from Carly, verbatim. She was never kidnapped. There was no baby. Like basically saying it was all a lie.
What? No motive, though.
No motive.
That's tough.
As far as I know, I haven't read about it today. As far as I know, no motive. It was just all make-believe.
That's tough.
That's a crazy level of delusion. But some of these bitches are like that.
Oh, bitches be lying. Yeah. That's the simple message we could take from this.
Bitches be lying.
She probably really wanted, like, some clout. Like, some type of IG. She must have been bored. Like, what is that?
But that's a crazy story, bro.
Like, there's no...
And that means that she got a stroller just for this... Bro, strollers ain't cheap. You recently bought a stroller with
yeah.
The,
I mean, we all last know. I love making babies,
bro.
I
don't know. She got a stroller to leave on the side of the road, left her whip on the side of the road, and disappeared. And then showed up to her parents' house, butt naked. Not sure what that's about. With money in her sock.
That makes me think about Breaking Bad. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
That's one of my favorite shows of all.
Oh my nigga, bro! Come on, bro. When he pulls up, when he pulls back up after his fugue state.
Yeah.
Yo, like, that's all I could think about. This man hit me up. I do the usual, to give you guys some, like, insight on the behind-the-scenes shit, I do the usual, like, yo, is there anything happening right now that is, like, laughable that we could whatever? And he put me on. That's all I could think about, bro. Like, this bitch really pulled up, because that's what Walter White did. I think his motive was, like, he was missing because he was doing his thing. He was cooking up meth and all that other shit.
Yep.
Everybody's like, yo, where is this nigga at? Yeah. Whatever. He pulls up. It was like a 7-Eleven. He just like is slowly stripping down and just is standing in front of a fucking fridge in a 7-Eleven. Just butt ass naked, bro.
She pulled up on her parents. Walter White, bro. Pulled up on her parents. Bucky ass naked. With socks and dough in her socks, like.
And she said two. She said two white men.
Two or three. I don't know how many guys, but her. She said white men. Yep.
What's up with this? like, what's up with this? What's trend? Up?
Yeah, I don't know. Bitches be lying. They lie about a lot.
Like
of shit.
Jussie, you remember Jussie Smollett?
Yeah, gay dude actor said that he got jumped for being gay.
By white men.
I mean people. Yo. I guess people do be caring. It happens,
but just not why to him. Would you stage it?
No, I don't know.
Like the same WWE.
I remember the dudes he paid was like some fucking big brolic motherfuckers. Like, yeah, staged it straight up. Crazy.
I don't understand.
Imagine having to go to court and then admit that like you was capping.
How do you even admit that?
Like, why don't you just keep writing? Where you're just in a corner and then with you, and then you're just like, all right, fine. Because you got to think, it's not just like random guy lying to a random group of people. Like, the whole world is watching you right now, motherfucker. Because that was like a big thing. So I don't know. I think that it just, like you said, I think it just weighs down on you. And you just cut. Me personally, if I'm going to lie like that, I'm taking it to the grave. You're just going to have to kill me to get that shit out of me. I mean,
I think she was just a whore. And like, she just had way too many niggas. And they all found out about
each
other.
And she's like, the only way to get out of this is to disappear, get kidnapped. Draw their attention somewhere else.
Yeah, like, yo, damn, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not mad that we both have chlamydia. I'm more worried that this girl just got abducted. Like, making an assumption because have any motive. Where's the motive at? We need the motive.
What an elaborate story, though. You saw a toddler. That's believable, though, because, like, crazy shit be happening. So, like, damn, like... You're thinking like about you the really kid, like, lied while about trying the to,
children.
You left a stroller. My nigga, you left a stroller. You wasn't even
not
just
the
like,
children, bro.
You didn't even just like leave your whip there and be like, I saw a kid and then got kidnapped. No, you left a whole stroller. She called 911, I think, and was like, there's a fucking baby. And then she like faked.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Yeah, she like faked getting abducted while on the phone. Yep. She's. Bitches be lying, man.
Yo, bitches be lying. That's the lesson from this podcast.
They lie about a lot of shit. That's all they do.
That's really all they do, yeah. At the end of the day, you can't trust bitches. They all lie. And that's it.
It's like one out of a million.
If you have that one out of a million, bro, just hold on tight.
Just hold on tight.
Bitches be lying, bro.
But you don't even know if you do got that one.
You don't. It's all a simulation at the end of the day. They do be lying, man.
And they're the type, like, the last couple of days, I'm not going to say why, but I've been getting hit up by other people that are close to me that know any situations about anything going on in my life. And they'd be like, well, you know, be careful because, like, a girl might say this just to make it seem like she's cool. Like, for example, I saw a TikTok and people have said this to me. If a girl shows you, like, look, this dude hit me up and I dubbed him, it's because he's a ugly man. Or a scrub. Yeah. So they're trying to make it seem like they're good, but they know they was gonna dub them anyway. But if the right nigga hits them up, they might rock with it.
Nah.
So you don't know, man.
These bitches be lying, bro.
They be lying. That's what they do.
I don't have anything else to add at all. I'm all fucking bitches be lying out. You have anything else to add for this episode?
Nah, bitches be lying. I think that there's a lot of problems just because people don't get slapped enough.
Yes.
I think people need to start getting punched in the face.
Yeah, don't get slapped. Let's bring back bullying, actually. Fuck
bring
it.
Back bullying like a motherfucker.
I'm going to start pulling up on niggas and just taking their fucking heads off.
Last thing I saw, quote, Tyler, the Creator, actually said this. He tweeted this mad years ago. He said, what the fuck is cyberbullying? Nigga, just walk away from the computer.
Yeah, like, yo, what the fuck?
How can you sit here and cry and be like, yo, they're bullying me on the internet? Nigga, just... leave. Don't go on the internet. Like, just
it's that simple.
Walk away from the computer.
It's
or
that
the phone.
Simple. Yo, this has been Take As Needed. This has been my very fucking demon of a friend. Probably like the top demon of my friend group. Mm-hmm. Right here. I love this nigga though. Thank you for coming on as always, bro.
You already know, broski.